Barbie C. Ranch orientation sign. You are standing on a cobble-covered turnout. There is a log fence in disrepair in front of you. Beyond the fence is a sagebrush slope with a few scattered cottonwood trees and shrubs leading down to the Barbie C. Dude Ranch, a collection of lobbed cabins and a corral, and on toward the Snake River. A dirt path or narrow road leads down to the ranch. The 36-by-24-inch sign is broken into three sections. The upper left is text, the right half is an orientation map to the ranch, and the lower left is a historic picture. The map shows the networks of cabins, irrigation ditches, and roads that make up the ranch. The Snake River cuts across the upper left corner of the map. The historic image is of a party at the ranch. The patrons are gathered in front of a large fireplace, and balloons hang from many items. About 9 women and a couple of men appear to be wearing costumes. Some are seated, and some are standing. People are smiling and enjoying themselves. The sign reads, Millionaires and Poets. Experienced dudes Struthers Burt and Dr. Horace Carncross opened Jackson Hole's second dude ranch in 1912, the Barbie C. Ranch. Burt described dude ranching as cattle ranching modified to care for dudes, visitors willing to pay handsomely for a quaint cowboy experience. These rustic destinations copied the layout of working cattle ranches. They only entertained 6 dudes their first summer, but the Barbie C. soon became Jackson Hole's most famous dude ranch. In 1990, the National Register of Historic Places designated this place an historic district. Quote unquote, angels and those who weren't. Unlike traditional dude ranches, the Barbie C. entertained a well-heeled clientele with costume parties, performances of original plays, and literary discussions. We have entertained millionaires and poets and artists, businessmen of every description, spoiled little bobbed-haired flappers, and angels and those who weren't, Struthers Burt. Step out on the Barbie C. Imagine what this place looked like during the heyday of the 1920s. Nearly 100 buildings made up the Barbie C. Only 30 still remain. The cost of living. During its peak years, as many as 50 dudes could stay here at a monthly rate of $300 each.